I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good afternoon, this is Ansem Anderson back again with another edition of Rockstar Classics on this rather scorching July afternoon. So I'm back again with the usual classic rock in terms of from bands such as The Runaways, Motorhead and Metallica, and new tracks from Mrs. Beckett and The Who. So I'm good to start things off. Well, I'm going to start things off with two tracks that I usually don't do. So this is Nazareth with Hair of the Dog, followed by Guns N' Roses and Night Train. We'll be right back. That was Guns N' Roses with Night Train, and before that, which is off their debut album, the 1987 Appetite for Destruction. And before that was Nazareth, the Scottish 70s band, with Hair of the Dog, which is from the album of the same name, which was the band's sixth studio release, which came out in 1975. Unfortunately, this week, the co-founder and guitarist of Nazareth, Mr. Manny Charlton, sadly passed away at the age of 80. But what links him with Guns N' Roses is that he originally was brought in to produce Appetite for Destruction on the bequest of Axl Rose, who was a huge fan of the band. But due to a time conflict, he left, and Mike Clink came in to produce it. However, Charlton's demos were later included on the 2018 edition of Appetite for Destruction. Manny Charlton was born in Andalusia, southern Spain, in July 1940, before relocating to Dunfermline in Scotland later that decade. He co-founded Nazareth in 1968, and it was in 1971 that the band played with Deep Purple on tour and began headlining their own show a couple of years later. Charlton was also, as just alluded to, was a record producer. He stepped in for Deep Purple's Roger Glover on Hair of the Dog. He helped produce the album, which went on to sell 2 million copies. Charlton left Nazareth in 1990 after the band's 17th studio album, Snakes and Ladders. It went on to release several solo albums, including 2014's Hellacious, and his final project, which was a best of compilation record, which came out in 2018, called Creme de la Creme. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a band that I've featured quite heavily now, Dog Soldier. This is a band that you may be very well aware now of the story about how they formed in Ann Arbor, and their second album was abandoned, but it's been brought back by SMTM Records, and as part of the celebration, the band are, well, the record company are releasing a single off the 10-track album each month in build-up to the release of the album. So this is their latest. This is their latest track, On the Road.
Riding in a car, but you ain't driving. We're all over the road. You say you hope we don't die tonight. The night air is cold, and I got a feeling. Rest my head on your shoulder.
Yeah. of trouble, but Giuseppe only lived just once. Saw your eyes shining, I could see him so clear in the dust of the road, and still caught in my eyes like the sun.
And that was Dog Soldier with the 5th of 10 never before heard unreleased tracks on the road, which is from the band's second album, Shoot to Kill, which was originally released in 1990, but was abandoned after the band disbanded. It's now been re-recorded, remixed and remastered by SMTM Records, head by Gary Dimitri and the original guitarist Matt Singleton. There's more about the story if you visit smtmrecords.com, or you can visit the band's homepage, which is www.dogsoldierband.com, to read more about it. I'd like to just take a bit of opportunity now just to give you a bit of bio on the band. So the band themselves, before they formed, were quite seasoned veterans in the music scene, opening up for quite a lot of well-known bands, as well as playing for several local bands, as well as that as playing at some very high-profile local venues. Bassist Brad and drummer Larry were originally in a punk band called the Cult Heroes, that opened up for Johnny Thunders, Joan Jett of the Blackhearts, as well as Sting and the Police in Detroit. While with the Cult Heroes, the band toured several times with Rush Ashton's from Stooges, Destroyer Monsters, and Fred Smith of MC5's Sonic Rendezvous band. This is before they joined Dog Soldier. The guitarist, Matt Singleton, was a very renowned member of the Detroit hardcore Ann Arbor punk rock scene, playing with acts such as Suicide Tendencies, The Misfits, and White Zombie. After the band disbanded in 1990, Matt relocated to San Francisco and built his first professional recording studio, the Blue Room, where he recorded and produced stars such as Train, Storm Large, and members of the Four Non Blondes. Produced Power Hitter, a 1997 release with thrash legends 50 Lashes. And as well as that, he produced songs that featured in an independent film called The Real Thing that featured Rod Steiger and Gary Busey. Matt would go on, while touring with 50 Lashes, would go on to open facts such as Testament, Extants, and Violence. And later on in the 90s, he founded Ultraglide, which opened for King's X, Tweezle Zappa, and one of the bands that he produced, Storm Lodge. He relocated to Charlottesville, Vancouver, over 20 years ago, where he built his second studio album, Singleton Studios, where he recorded acts such as Valkyrie, Whitebird, and Tracy Dolan. And finally, the vocalist, Christina, is a renowned street poet, singer, and self-taught musician who's routinely travelled and performed abroad. She spent a significant amount of time supporting and visiting via NORAID with accused IRA members and their families in Northern Ireland during the years of the Troubles. This is something that you could hear if you listen very closely to the lyrics on the Shoot to Kill album, or on the particular songs that I feature. It'll become Christina's creativities, well, where influences for lyrics come from. She's a very strong about voicing and demonstrating her support for victimised underclass populations around the globe. So I hope you do enjoy Dog Soldier and continue to enjoy the tracks that I feature on the show. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with The Runaways. Was written by the Runaways manager Kim Fowley and guitarist Joan Jett. The title is a play on the name of the lead singer Sheree Curry, who was 16 when the song was released. The song is supposed to be about an underage girl who's lots of trouble, towards her parents and other adults with suggestions of promiscuity and bad behaviour. This was all part of Kim Fowley's, I suppose, master plan, really, to try and to shock people and create some kind of credibility for the band, because they played their own instruments and for the most part were talented. I think this was his way of trying to get people interested in them, but I think, however, Curry proved to be the weakest link, and they left because she left in 1977 because people couldn't take them seriously because she walked around in lingerie. So after the band disbanded in, I think, 1979, Joan Jett proved to be the biggest star when she was signed up by Kenny Laguna, and they partnered to form her own record label, Black Heart Records, in which one of the tracks that she released was the Arrow cover of the Arrow song I Love Rock and Roll. She also got a movie out of it, which I've never seen, which is came out in 2010, and she was played by Kristen Stewart, which I don't know how that works, because Mrs. Stewart never seems to smile. Yeah, I think the thing is, Jett was never taken seriously because people were signed up all the other Runaways thinking that they were the stars, but Joan Jett proved, well, I suppose she had the last laugh in the end. And this song was originally recorded for Sheree Curry for her audition. This is something that Joan Jett wrote for her, and I suppose probably did a better job singing it. So I'm going to move on now with a couple of tracks now. So this is the Dolly Rots, which is Because I Am Awesome, and Motörhead with Damage Case.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. chase. Time for a damage case.
That was Motorhead, probably causing the whole nation to check whether the CD case of Jenny were damaged. That was a Damage Case off their 1979 album Overkill. And before that was the Dolly Rots with a song that's probably the best song a DJ can pick for their show, Because I'm Awesome, which is off their second album of the same name, which came out in 2007 via Joan Jett's record label Blackheart Records, which I've just previously discussed. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with another new band from here in England. This is a trio, I think, that formed in the northeast of England. This is Mrs. Beckett with their latest song, which drops on the 22nd of July. This is Lucky Day.
Just a little bit of changes to the things you see and do. See why you come.
that is Mrs. Beckett with Lucky Day, which is from the band's forthcoming, I think it's debut album, called Unattractively Needy, which is out on the 23rd of September. So you've got a bit of a time to wait before that happens. The band themselves were formed in 2019 in County Durham in the northeast of England by lead singer and guitarist Jim Kitson, who initially was going to write this as a musical about a band who reformed after one of its members had transitioned. But Mr. Kitson decided that he hated musical theatre and only liked rock and roll. So he took his songs to his long-time musical companion, Mr. Peter Peverley, who agreed to play bass, and the drummer, Dave Pipkin, soon joined on the condition that they don't play any covers. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with Airborne and Stand and Deliver.
Hell, 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 in back.
Band Starcrawler with Bet My Brains from their most recent album Devour You, which came out in 2019 via Rough Trade Records. The band have been around since 2015 and are headed by the splendidly named front woman Arrow the Wild. And before that was Airborne with Stand and Deliver, which I presume is not about an Amazon delivery driver, which is from the 2017 album, which was featured on Diamond Cuts, which was the B-sides and rarities, and I think it featured best ofs. So I'm going to move on now with a band from Mongol called I call them The Hue, to not be mistaken for the band featuring Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. This is one of their latest songs. This is Mongol.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Was Metallica with Sad But True off their 1991 album, The Black Album. And before that was The Who with the latest single, This Is Born Gold, which is from their upcoming new album, which is due out sometime this year from via Better Noise Records. So I have been Anson Anderson, and this has been Rockstar Classic. So once again, thank you very much for taking the time out to listen to me via all available apps. And until next time, keep on rocking.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.